Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Talking sports on a Monday with our friend the ump, Vin Cerullo.
Yeah, and Vin, a lot of local coaches, they've given their feedback in a new survey. Can you tell us more about that?
Oh, absolutely. And first, let me say hello to Kevin. And
yeah.
Absolutely.
Hi, Vin.
Yep. A question that's asked a lot, what do coaches look for? And there have been a number of surveys that were taken by the coaches, and some of the findings are a little surprising. Like, the number one concern from head coaches that they have is to find qualified assistants. Mm. Then followed by the health and safety of their student athletes. Another survey shows that the most important aspects of being a successful coach are 1, building positive environments, 2, communication between the team and the individual players, 3, installing good values and virtues, and surprisingly enough, having fun came in 7th, while winning came in 10th.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a surprise. Many coaches rely on older players to build chemistry among the rest of the team and for them to become team leaders. A huge concern in one of these surveys was outside pressure from parents to become winners at any cost. Big concern for them on their shoulders. Not only that, but having a player who specializes one sport early in life, which leads to burnout, and having a player become a bad teammate by having that player apply excessive pressure on his or her teammates when they make a mistake.
Wow, that's so interesting. And that a lot of those survey answers for these high school coaches, you know, winning is a low priority. It's really culture, it seems like. And it feels like there's a lot of stories going on in coaching lately. What else is happening in the coaching world, Ben?
As we know, Nick Saban has stepped down as the head coach of the University of Alabama football team, and there's been a lot of speculation as to why he retired. Most people point to his loss in a championship game just recently, but one of the most glaring things is the amount of top players that have entered the portal to leave Alabama. Mm. Whatever the reason, we hope that his replacement, Kalen DeBoer, will do just as well as Nick Saban did in his tenure there at Alabama. Interesting things that are out there. Question, will Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys, he's the owner, fire his head coach Mike McCarthy and hire Nick Saban? Hmm. That thought is out there. And just to think, how often do we say to our friends that we need to get the old gang back together again? Well, folks, listen to this. There are 4 expatriate assistants that are looking for jobs that coached with Bill Belichick. So they're looking around, and so is Bill. There are teams that are out there that want to talk to Belichick. But if he gets another coaching job, will he bring the old gang back together again? Oh, that also includes Nick Saban.
Right. Yeah, yes. That would be crazy. Maybe somewhere here in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah,
bring him to high school or college. Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Vin, what's happening in the world of UConn basketball?
Oh, there's a lot of things, but we all know that Aubrey Griffin lost for the season due to a torn ACL.
Ouch.
Aubrey is the 4th player lost in the 23-24 season for the UConn ladies. The past few years have really not been kind at all. With all the season injuries, ending season injuries that they've had and had to endure. Right now, the squad is down to 9 players. Head coach Gino Auriemma has really earned his salary of late. The ladies play again this Wednesday against Seton Hall at Seton Hall down in New Jersey. But looking back at high school, the top teams in girls basketball, while we're on that topic, are Simsbury, who's 10-0, Sacred Heart Academy is 9-0, St. Joseph Trumbull is 8-0, Holy Cross 7-0, and Ridgefield is 8-0. Some of the stat leaders are Tara Tyson, who is a senior at Manchester. She averages 29 points per game.
Wow,
unbelievable. Yeah, it's hard to believe, 29 points. Out of East Windsor, Nolis Santana gets 18.8 rebounds per game. And then we have Jillian Kehoe. She has 8.2 steals per game, and she plays for Seymour.
So, Vin, in women's high school hockey, who are some of the best teams?
Some winning and loss records so far for the winter season. Trumbull right now is 4-3, and the co-op squad of West Hill, Stamford, and Staples, they're 8-2. East Catholic ladies are 7-4. West Haven Sacred Heart Co-op is 4-4, and Hamden is 7-4. Some of the top players to keep an eye on are Glada Broccoli, who plays for Hamden and has had 6 points in the last six games with a hat trick in there. Nice. Parker Crotty, who skates for Darien, has had a goal and assist to topple Ridgefield, who at the time was undefeated. Samantha Mettler from New Canaan, she has 5 points in their win over Greenwich with an 8-0 score. And Maya Sherman had a goal and 3 assists with the Staples co-op team over Wilton Norwalk squad. Two games that people should take a look at attending is for tomorrow, Tuesday, at 5:30 at the Bennett Rink in West Haven between Amity and West Haven. Then on Wednesday at 3 o'clock, West Haven squares off again against Amity at the Serino Rink in Hamden on those back-to-back contests.
Awesome.
On the other side of the hockey puck, the boys' top schools are Notre Dame of West Haven, New Canaan, Darien, Simsbury, followed by Ridgefield. And folks, I know that Taylor Swift was at the Kansas City game against the cold weather, but so was Elsa from Frozen, who made it some 18 degrees below zero.
It looked cold.
I don't know how those fans did it. It looked unbelievable there.
Well, I don't know if anybody has seen the pictures today of the stadium up in Buffalo.
Yeah.
The field is beautiful, but the stands...
still shoveling out.
They're telling the people, literally, to wear waterproof pants and boots because they did not shovel the stands at all.
It's unbelievable. Wow. Yeah,
only the step.
All right, Vin, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Kevin, Jenna, good to see you guys again, and we'll see you next week.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.